The number of people voting this season is already shattering records. For instance, Wisconsin reports that nearly 720,000 people have already cast their votes early. And that's just half the number of those who have requested mail-in ballots. And in other places like Georgia and Texas, where in-person voting has started, long lines and legal battles are emerging. And for more, let's bring in Miles Parks, who covers voting for NPR's Washington desk. Hi, Miles.
Hi there.
So more than 13 million Americans have already cast their ballots in their respective states through early voting. Can you give us some perspective on how unprecedented these numbers are compared to years past?
Sure. It's really hard to overstate how unprecedented they are, really. I mean, more than five times as many voters have cast their ballots at this point than as had cast their ballots in 2016, according to a data analysis from the data firm TargetSmart. And then if you dig into that analysis a little bit deeper, some other trends also emerge. Nine times as many African-American voters have voted at this point in the election cycle as had voted in 2016, and more than double the amount of first-time voters. You know, when you look at the whole picture, overall, some states are already up to a fifth or a quarter of their total 2016 turnout. That's not a quarter or a fifth of their total early vote total from 2016. That's a fifth or a quarter of their entire vote total of 2016 already, you know, in mid-October.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about some of the challenges in that, because in some states, it seems like this record early voting, particularly by mail, could be a problem. Your reporting actually found that in two-thirds of states, election officials are allowed to start counting these ballots now as they come in. But in some states, they have to wait until election day. Are states going to be able to handle receiving far more mail-in ballots than they're used to?
They are going to be able to handle it. It might just take some more time. The states we're going to be watching really closely are Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. These are three states that are obviously pivotal for President Trump's reelection chances. And they're also states where officials cannot start this labor-intensive process of counting absentee ballots until on election day or close to it. You know, in Michigan, the legislature just passed a law that allows officials to start some of that work the Monday before, as in, you know, 24 hours before. But in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, there's been no change. You know, absentee ballots take a lot longer to count than in-person votes because officials have to open envelopes, they have to take out secrecy sleeves. It might sound simple, but, you know, when you scale it up to tens of thousands of ballots over and over and over again, it takes a really long time. And these officials aren't going to be able to start that process until on election day, meaning that count could potentially, before we get a final count of those votes, it could take days in some of those battleground states.
Yeah, there's also something else. So Wisconsin, there was an appeals court recently that ruled that any ballot received after election day won't be counted regardless of when it was postmarked. And that ruling is now being taken up by the Supreme Court right now. But what's the rationale and what's the sense of how the Supreme Court might view this?
It's really hard to say. You know, we had a similar case in April in the primary in Wisconsin, where we had a similar ruling from a lower judge that went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court found in that case in the primary that ballots had to be postmarked by election day, but they could be counted if they were received a few days after election day. But the court has also rejected other changes that would lean more towards ballot access this year, like a witness requirement in South Carolina. So it's a little unclear at this point which way this is going to go. But the bottom line is that the Supreme Court is going to play a big role in a lot of these swing states in different cases. And that also could mean some confusion for voters. You think about Wisconsin voters who are going to be mailing back their ballots still, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before election day, not sure what exactly when they have to get it there for it to count, because that could potentially change.
Yeah, which means they're, I mean, we've heard from people who are saying they're just voting in person because of all of this. So on one hand, they want to practice social distancing and make sure their vote gets counted. That's why they're voting early. But there's also these really long lines we're seeing in places like Georgia, where people have waited for hours to vote. Can you remind us what the situation was there and if long lines and waits are something we're going to see throughout this election season?
Yeah, I mean, so what we've seen in Georgia over the last past couple of days as early voting has kicked off has been these reports of these astronomical waits in some places. A lot of social media posts have been getting a lot of traction talking about waits of, you know, 8 hours, 7 hours in some cases. In most cases, it's been less than that, but there have been real waits across the state, you know, in most cases, one, to 2 to 3 hours. I checked this morning. They have a lot of the counties have ways that you can check and actually look at how long the lines are at individual precincts. The bottom line is that lines are to be expected this election season for a number of reasons. One, you know, we're expecting historic turnout. Two, with the social distancing and the cleaning that's required because of the pandemic, that means voting, especially in Georgia, where they're using these electronic machines, may take a little bit longer between individual voters. And also lines, you know, you have to kind of ask yourself a couple questions when you see a long line photo, because in some cases that could be a really long wait. In some cases, you know, social distancing can mean that a line of 40 or 50 people, which in normal times would be normal and maybe within a building, might wrap around a city block or something like that. So there's a lot of things that can contribute to these long lines. The bottom line is we're seeing historic voter turnout. And, you know, election officials I've talked to expect some of those lines to dwindle as we get into the early voting season. It's traditional that the first couple of days of early voting are really popular.
Miles Parks, who covers voting for NPR's Washington desk. Miles, thank you so much.
Thank you.